Even you say you don't have no fear.
Bullshit.
You know. That's right. If you said shit, God would strike you dead. Okay. Either that's not true or God saving all my stuff up for the end. It's like, that's not true. I've said all kinds of things and nothing's happened to me. Yes, because I'm saving it all. That's what they taught me when I was a kid. Then they said, love God. I love you, God. I love you. I do. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The inmates are running the asylum. It says the ego's beliefs on this crucial issue. Who can tell me what the crucial issue is? What you are. That's the crucial issue. The court says the crucial issue is what you are, because all of your problems come from not knowing who you are. So the crucial issue is knowing what you are. He says, but the beliefs of your ego on this crucial issue vary. That's why it promotes different moods. Now, the part of me that doesn't really know who I am, it changes from moment to moment about who I think I am. One minute I'm a cool person, one minute I'm impatient, one minute I'm wonderful, the next minute I'm selfish, the next minute things gonna go good for me, next minute I'm ugly, the next minute I'm handsome. You know, it's like the part of me that don't know who I am, it's just constantly changing its interpretations about who I am, and this is what promotes what we call moodiness. Moodiness is constantly changing interpretations of who you are from moment to moment. That's why you're moody. Does that make just total sense?
Total sense.
Yeah, as soon as I change my mind about myself, I'd be in a different mood. So when you're around a moody person, it's just a person who does not know who they are, going through a bunch of ideas that they're trying to accept or reject from moment to moment about who they are.
Capricious, unstable?
Yes, it's like a normal person. Don't y'all recognize anybody in what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I recognize myself.
He says the Holy Spirit, who is who? Your sane mind. The Course says the Holy Spirit is your sane mind. He says the sane mind never varies on this point. What point? The point about who you are. The part of you that loves you never changes his mind. I tell you who you are. You are loving and you are lovable. And I'm not going to change my mind. Suppose about it was just stubborn about that. You know, you're loving and lovable, and I'm not going to change my mind. That you're loving and lovable. Okay? So the Course says, so the part of my mind that never changes its mind about who I am, the only thing the Course says that it could cause is joy. If I'm always only accepting the loving, beautiful true thoughts about myself, refusing to change my mind about how lovable I am, I'm sorry. I'm going to be feeling good. So the Course says your right mind engenders joy because it never, ever doubts that you don't deserve anything but healing. Your wrong mind doesn't know who you are, so it's always, from moment to moment, changes mind about what it thinks you deserve. And whichever one you listen to the most is the one that seems to control your reality. So then you see your life as a fearful life, or you see your life or your story as a cool one.
Yeah.
But that depends on which one of the witnesses you are going into agreement with about your experience. Mm-hmm. And each one you go into agreement with, your fearful self or your loving self, both of those parts of the mind has witnesses to prove that you're right. So if I'm in my fearful, insecure self, then I draw people to me that constantly validate that I can't trust people, that, you know, life sucks and nothing really goes right for me. But I'm in that part of my mind listening to what it's saying, going into agreement with it. Because remember, I got a choice. I can accept it, reject it, or purify it. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So who are you listening to, right? That's what the Course is saying. Who are you? And then who are you? Well, you are the one that's trying to decide which one you're going to listen to. In case you were wondering, if your ego, the Course says, like, if your ego self, if your fearful self, or the part that thinks you don't deserve happiness, is a part that just believes that no matter what you seem to go through, because then there's another part of you that knows you only deserve happiness, and there is no doubt about that. It's not wondering about that. He said, well, then who is it that's trying to decide to be loving? Who is it that's trying to study the book so they can be smart or spiritual? Like, who is it that's coming to the class? If your spirit is perfect and doesn't need to change, and your ego is the part of you that thinks you don't deserve to be happy no matter what you do, you're never enough, you're never good enough, and it's going to be that way because that's what it was made for, that's what that thought does, then who is it that's sitting in the chair listening to what I'm saying? The Course says, well, that's you. The divine self. Okay, then what is the divine self? Well, the divine self is the self that's 100% human and 100% divine.
Huh.
That's the Christ in you, as the Course would call it. Because people are like, well, you know, it's like, so it hit me one day that I was never teaching anybody's ego human personality that operates in the world that leaves this door. The reason why it's hard to remember what happens here is I realized it was the Christ in me or the love in me or another me that was sitting in the room listening to this stuff. That this was an hour that I really got in touch with my real self and the real self of everybody that's sitting in front of me. Because the people that's sitting in front of me are the people that's trying to wake up to who they are. That's the Christ, that's the spirit, that's the truth, that's the love in you, that's you. Your ego is the one that's saying, that's the craziest black man I've ever seen in my life. I need to get the hell out of here. I'm not going to tell nobody I'm coming to listen to him. And then there's another part of you that's just totally loving, called the Holy Spirit. It's just looking at me and going, damn, he fine.
I can hell with somebody seeing the Christ in me.
You know, what they're looking at, they like.
Yeah.
You seeing me correctly.
Mm-hmm. You got the right perception.
That's what I tell people. You know, tell someone wonderful, and I say, thank you for your correct perception. Mm-hmm. And they love it. Nobody ever complains with that. Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad you reminded me of who I am. Okay. So the Course says that, so we know where moodiness comes from, right?
Yeah.
Where does moodiness come from?
We don't know who we are.
We don't know when the heck we are. Change our mind. And then where does the joy come from? The constant joy. Mm-hmm. It becomes from never changing your mind about you deserving to be healed. And he says the Holy Spirit protects your joy. Okay, check this out. How do you protect your joy? You buy a package of Kingdom condoms. So how does that work?
You reject
everything that does not foster joy.
Yeah.
That's how you protect your happiness, is you reject everything, every thought that will take your happiness away. Remember, we were talking about thoughts today, perceptions. So I've got to reject the thoughts that keep me from being happy. Let's say I'm in a crisis right now. I've got to reject any thought that would tell me there is not a solution available to this for me. I've got to reject every thought that would not foster my peace.
Cool. See,
okay?
Yes.
He says, so it's really the Holy Spirit alone who can keep you totally joyous. It's only the part of you that never changes his mind about you that can really keep you happy. The part of you that doesn't know who you are and changes its mood from moment to moment cannot keep you constantly happy. Your ego cannot keep you constantly happy. You can't even keep you constantly happy because you're the one that's trying to learn what you think you need to learn in order to be happy. So that means you can't do it either. It means that the only part of you that can really make sure you're consistently happy is the Holy Spirit, which is the part of you that's sane, that knows the truth. And this book is trying to get us to let that part of us start doing this thing for us so we can have an easier life and an easier life. And I want that.
I do too.
I want that.
So do I.
I've been on the planet long enough to know that my happy program doesn't work.
My happy program doesn't work either, and I find myself lapsing back into old tapes that I just hurt myself, and so, you know, I catch myself and I go, I just want to be happy. So,
you can use that as a way. Instead of getting frustrated with yourself, you can use that as, that's something that still needs to be healed. So that's how you're gentle with yourself. Instead of going, you know, oh my God.
Well, how would you apply today's lesson to what you're saying? What would you do if you were going to apply what we talked about today?
Well, I need to purify those thoughts.
Okay. What's the process?
I need to remember who I really am.
That's right, because if you got a thought that's telling you that you're totally insane and don't deserve to be happy, are you going to accept it or reject it?
Reject it.
All right. I'm going to give you, you got a thought that says you deserve to be happy sometime. What you going to do? Purify it?
Purify
it. Exactly. And then you got a thought that says, you know, in spite of what you think about yourself, you deserve to be healed. You're going to accept it. See? We're being told how to do it.
Cool.
We're being told how to do it. We don't have to figure out anything. I'm feeling moody today. Honey, how you doing today? I'm having a constant change in interpretation of who I am. when you know you're in the real world when somebody say that back to you. You know you have gone over to the other side. That's what's happening to me. It's like I'm going over to this other world, and it's so subtle because it's not like I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.